picture this honest conversation. And truth be told, I bet that shit heal the nation.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's your girl Noelle Marie, and I'm back with another episode of Truth Be Told. And truth be told, we gotta talk about relationships. As you all know, in this day and age, most people either are completely against relationships, or if they're in them, some people aren't happy. Then there's the big elephant in the room, cheating. Yeah. Plays a major part in a lot of relationships these days. But then you have the anomalies, right? You have the one-off relationships that are not toxic, that are lasting. They found a friend in each other way before they found a lover. So we're gonna talk about it all today. We're gonna unpack it all today. Now, one of the things that I do want to start with is dating with intent. I think that one of the reasons why a lot of the relationships these days aren't lasting, or why a lot of people just don't even get to the relationship part, or why a lot of people feel like they're stuck in the talking stage, is because they don't date with intent. And a lot of people don't understand the difference between dating someone and courting someone. You'd be surprised on the amount of people who don't know the difference in that. And because they don't, it doesn't set them up to date with intent. So when they go into a situation, it's strictly based off of attraction and not compatibility. And those are two different animals when you're talking about being with somebody else who has a completely different personality than you, who has completely different interests than you, who has completely just different everything, right? And you're trying to come together to become one union. And people don't take those things into consideration. So oftentimes they get to the talking phase and then they fall off. They never make it to the actual relationship phase, and then of course fiance, marriage, etc. So when you're dating with intent, that's going into a situation saying, okay, I have a list of things that I'm looking for in a person that align with who I am as a person as well. I've done the work, I know who I am, I know what I want. All right. And then on that same list, there's a list of things that I am not going to even entertain. Like for instance, for me, right? I personally, it's nothing against people with children, but I personally, don't want to start off with a man that has a child. I just don't. For me, it's a deal breaker, and I don't care how much I like a man. I want my first child to be his first child. That's just something that I like. You know, there's nothing against it at all. I love children, everything about them. You know, I'm a great auntie, but right now I'm not a mom. And when I finally do become one, I would like to have that first experience be with the person that I'm with. So that's one of the big things that are on my list. People don't go after those things. Also, communication is very big to me. You know, I like to talk. I like to have conversation. You know, it's all fine and dandy to sit there and have moments where you just want to be around your person. And, you know, there's nothing to say. It's just energy. You know, I'm all about that. But at the same time, like, if we can talk about food one moment and then talk about the stars the next, like, that doesn't work for me. That's a deal breaker. So being around somebody who doesn't have much to say is like, we aren't really compatible. You see what I'm saying? And people don't take that into consideration. They go into it and say, oh, man, he looks good. He's fine. Oh, man, she looked good. She's fine. And then they get to a point and realize they just wasted their time. I don't know about you, but I don't have any time to waste. And I don't think that people really take that into consideration. Like this past weekend, I was with some newly founded people who one day, I hope to have as really great friends. And if y'all listening to this, hey y'all, And we were just all just sitting around talking about relationships from different aspects, creating a safe place for men to express themselves, women and the roles that we play as far as being a natural nurturers, and then men being natural hunters, which is another topic for another day. But one thing that we all had in common was it's just like deal breakers and certain things that we just would and would not put up with, or certain things that we just don't want when it comes to either the relationships that some of the people in the room were in, or for the people who weren't in relationships, the things that we just look for. And when it comes to like wasting your time, I think that people feel like other people waste their time when they get to a part in a talking stage and it fails. But I don't think you realize that you waste your own time as well. Like, there has to be some type of accountability there, because at some point there were signs, or people refer to them as red flags, where you were like, okay, all right, this woman that I'm entertaining, It's not giving wife, you know, and if that's your goal, you know, for some people, marriage is not the end all be all. So for some people, they just want to have a forever girlfriend. A few of them, if you're into polygamy, if you're not, you know, monogamous and things like that. And for some people, it's the same thing. You know, some women don't want to get married. They just want a forever boyfriend or whatever, common law, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat, as the old folks used to say. And whatever the case may be, you know, it's like, at some point you have to realize that there were red flags there to say, no matter what my end game is, this is not somebody that I want to entertain 6 months down the line, a year down the line. And it's just like, when do we get to a point in the dating, courting process? You know, you say talking, I say dating, because there's only so much talking we're going to do, first and foremost, before we're not talking anymore. So I'm not going to waste my time. But in the dating process, to when you realize that this isn't going to work out for me. Like, when do we get to that point? Do we waste 3 months? Because I've seen people say, hey, I'll give a person 3 months. If in 3 months it's not, they're not giving me longevity vibes, they're cut, you know. Then you have other people who say, you know, you got a month to make it do what it do. So like I want to know, like, what is your time frame? For me, I'll say the longest I'll give a person is about maybe 2 months. 2 months talking, dating before I feel you out, and I'm just like, by month three, you either going to still be there or you're going to be cut. And that's just really what it is. Because the truth of the matter is that all of your options with dating, first of all, let's back up. The point of dating is to, number one, explore your options. Number two, have options that you have, or should I say that you see potential in, for longevity. That way, you know, you may be dating three people and one of them stands out, you cut the other two, okay, and now you move into a relationship. A lot of people don't move like that, which is, and let's be real, a lot of people don't even know how to properly go about the process, so they're messed up from jump. But that, again, a whole nother conversation for a whole nother podcast, and we definitely will touch on it in the future. But getting back on track, right? So I feel as though, like, when you're in the courting dating process, that your candidates, everybody that you're talking to is a candidate. That's how I look at it, right? Because you obviously qualified enough for me to give you my number and for me to be talking to you past the 2 week time frame. Because there have been guys that, you know, I've gotten their number, I've talked to them. Some of them were not consistent enough. Again, like I said early on, communication is a big thing for me. And not just communication in itself, how you communicate. And I just felt like, maybe for another woman, but not for this one. You good. You somebody else's blessing or curse. whatever that looks like for you. But for me, and it's not giving what it's supposed to have gave. So I'm going to have to let you go, you know. Be easy on that. And so, you know, I think about, you know, everybody as a candidate, and I feel as though, and I believe, is that each candidate should be potential long term. For me, I want to get married, so in my case, potential husband material, right? Of course, I'm not going in it like with rose colored glasses on, like, oh, we're gonna get married in 6 months and a year and all of these things. You know, like, okay, like, pump the brakes. There's still a lot more to learn about a person. But the point is that there are certain, I won't even say triggers, there are certain things that stand out, which are green flags in a person that lets you know whether or not they should be there past the 2 to 3 month time frame. And a lot of people don't look for those. So that goes back into wasting your own time. Like, come on, y'all. Let's be real. Let's be real about the situation, right? Because ultimately, everybody that you're attracted to is not somebody that you should date, which is the point of the talking stage. See, for me, talking stage lasts maybe, that's that month to 2 month time frame. And don't get it twisted. We should have gone on a few dates in that time frame as well, so that we could start crossing over into the dating stage. We may not be relationship ready, but we should be doing a crossover at that time. And if we're not, you're cut. That's again, everybody should have a list. That's just for me. I set a standard. I stick by my standards. As you all know, I've mentioned, as far as boundaries and like my podcast about boundaries, I have two different lists, one for the people of the world and one for myself. And that's just a standard that I have, period. And everybody that you are attracted to is not somebody that you date. And that's how you weed people out. Sometimes people are just good friends. And that's just what it comes down to. It's like, okay, I find you attractive. I think you're a handsome guy. You know, we click or whatever. But I'm not really trying to date you. So, you know, you're the homie. Or we just kicking it. Or it is what it is. Again, whatever your end game is. And that's another thing that people have to keep in mind. Yeah, I mean, because I've had guys that I think are just drop dead gorgeous. You know, like, yes, 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 God, you took your time. Like, seriously, like, you took your time on this. However, we talking or whatever, and I'm just not, he not giving me butterflies. It's not giving, once again, what it's supposed to have gay for to go to the next step in the process, like a job interview, right? If you're not hitting the points, baby, you know, you're not getting a job. And I think, you know, I'm no exception. Nobody's the exception to the rule in this process if you do it right. It should be the same thing for the other person coming into the situation with you, because that's how a lot of people do, you know, they rush through this process and then they end up in a relationship and you're in a relationship with a stranger. One, you're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, oh man, they don't do this, they don't do that. I didn't know this, I didn't know that. What did you properly go through this process? Because trust and believe, the person that you have a year later, it's the same person you had a year prior to whatever issues come up. You just didn't take the time to see it. Nothing is new under the sun, as they say. Everything rises and sets for a new day. You just wasn't paying attention. You got to take those rose-colored glasses off and actually just open your eyes and just be aware, you know, with the process. Don't let your guard down before you have to. And I don't mean be all closed off and, oh, my ex did this, so I'm going to punish you. No, that's a whole nother situation there, honey. You may need to just stay single and not date anybody because you're bleeding on other people at this point. But my point is that just make sure that the people that you're pursuing are people that when you're spending and investing so much time in them, that if y'all do get to a six-month process, you don't feel like you wasted your time. You're like, yeah, I like where this is going. Oh, yeah, I hear wedding bells ringing in my ear, you know, type. Y'all don't mind me. I'm just being silly. But seriously, like, if at this point we're all grown, you know, the average person that I'll just use myself. You know, you guys know that's my philosophy on my podcast. I'll use myself first and foremost. You know, I'm in the tail end of my 20s, so it's not that there's a clock, you know, a rush on it. I had someone ask me actually this past weekend, you know, oh, are you looking to be married by 30? And no, you know, I'm all about timing. I feel like if the timing is right and whoever I'm supposed to be with, it happens at 35, then so be it. I mean, like, what's the rush? Because if we have forever to go, then let me just enjoy this process. Let me enjoy getting to know you. You know, let me bask in that. Let that marinate so that we're both sure. Because forever is a long time. And I know my girl Jasmine Sullivan said forever don't last always. But I'm singing a different song when it comes to my dating life. So I didn't feel her when she said that. When she said that, I didn't sing that part. I didn't sing that part of the song. I was like, I hear you, girl, but at the same time, we're going to just put a little bit of good juju on this end. How about we do that? How about we do that? But all in all, my point is, I don't want to make this podcast too long. All in all, my point is that when it's all said and done, date with intent. Date somebody that you actually like. If you're dating more than one person, which is the point of dating, I don't see why people get mad about that. That is the point. The way your options, and then you come down to one and your one chooses you, and then it goes on to the next stage, which is the relationship, and then ultimately marriage, if that's your end game. So that when you get to a 6 month year process, you're 5 years into something, not to say other things can't come in and change that dynamic, but just for the starting point, we strictly talk about a starting point, that you don't end up with a stranger. One, two, you end up with somebody that you actually like. Three, you actually have chance to formulate a friendship. For you know, you're just good with your person. You didn't settle. you know, you didn't do something just because you felt like you were lonely, because a lot of people are doing that as well. You took your time and you did it in grace, because it's not a race. Ooh, bars. And that, I mean, just let that be that. You know, y'all out here tripping. Y'all definitely tripping. Like, I don't know who raised y'all, but I'm pretty sure they got a little bit more sense than this. I think y'all just out here making up y'all own rules at this point. But as always, that's all I got to say. Ain't got no more. Anyway, thank you for joining me on another episode of Truth Be Told with your girl Noelle Marie. And I will talk to you guys later this week. Deuces.
Picture this. Honest conversation. And truth be told, I bet that shit heal the nation.